Well, this week, President Trump tweeted, if there is no wall, there is no DACA or protection from deportation for the 800,000 now adults who are brought to the U.S. as children. Recipients have to renew every 2 years to get work permits, but Congress has set February 8th as a deadline for extending the program itself. And last night, the president went off Republican message and said this about citizenship for recipients.
We're going to morph into it. It's going to happen
at
some point
in
the future.
What does that mean?
Over a period of 10 to 12 years, somebody does a great job. They've worked hard. It gives incentive to do a great job.
Barbara Pinto is senior staff attorney at Centro Legal de la Raza in Oakland, California. And Barbara, heads must be spinning. Talk of citizenship, but you're hearing fears of deportation.
Well, in addition to that, they'll lose their permission to work here lawfully. DACA recipients are professionals. They're teachers, counselors. They're working in things they graduated from college. And then the fear is that they'll have to try to find a job that maybe pays under the table. They can lose health benefits. They won't have a valid Social Security. So for a brief moment, and we don't know how long this period is going to last, USCIS is accepting DACA renewal applications. And so we have DACA recipients that are applying in hopes that their protection can be extended for another 2 years.
But are you finding that people are maybe not signing up for their extension and going back into the shadows?
There are some people that are very nervous and very anxious that maybe they've changed address or contact information, and then now they're a little bit apprehensive and don't want to submit another renewal application. Well, they'll be giving that personal information again. You know, they're trying to be optimistic, but at the same time, this information is constantly changing and has a huge impact on their lives. And they're feeling like every day there could be a drastic change as they wait while politicians negotiate their fate in this country.
Well, and is there anything else that DACA recipients can do legally?
There are some coming to our office seeking representation on their DACA applications. We have found that they are eligible for more permanent types of relief. So, for example, maybe they were a victim of a crime in the United States and are eligible for a U visa, or maybe they recently got married to a U.S. citizen and they're eligible to adjust their status through that spouse.
And what's the U visa?
The U visa is a legal status for those that have been victims of a violent crime in the United States and have cooperated with law enforcement, and that has a path to citizenship.
When you say have cooperated with law enforcement, this is something that undocumented people are leery of doing. They don't want to come out of the shadows to go report a crime because they're afraid they also will be deported.
Right. And nowadays it's even more, it's more difficult for them to do so because of the trust issue. Mm-hmm. And so there are individuals that come to our office that have been victims, but because of that fear, years ago, they just never reported it to the police and never came forward. Mm. And these are, of course, this is a very small population that comes to our office seeking help with DACA and are actually eligible for something else.
We were hearing of people trying to sell their property that they own here. But what kinds of questions are you getting from people who don't know what the outcome is going to be?
We've had people not go to work, not take their children to school, or tell us that they just don't want to continue living their normal lives for fear that they'll be detained at any point or deported. We've also heard from families, even DACA recipients that have U.S. citizen children that are trying to find ways to make sure they can set up some sort of guardianship or something like that where their kids can stay with somebody here if they were deported. But we keep reminding people that they have rights to remember that if they are approached by ICE or law enforcement, that they have the right to remain silent. They have the right to speak to an attorney. They have a right to ask for a hearing in front of a judge. And so they don't have to sign their deportation and leave the next day. They can go through a process in order to fight in their deportation proceedings to be able to have a chance to remain in the United States.
And are they asking you about the legal questions around the path the Trump administration has taken? Because we know there's a lawsuit brought by some immigrant advocates and Democratic local and state officials saying the White House acted improperly in eliminating DACA. A judge in California agreed with them. There was a nationwide injunction. But then the Trump administration appealed that, asked the Supreme Court to rule on the appeal. So it's really all tied up.
Yes, we've been getting nonstop calls and people walking in asking what that means for them. Our advice to DACA recipients is to apply now in hopes that their application will arrive to USCIS and be adjudicated or processed, or at least in the beginning stages of that, before anything else changes. And hopefully if something does happen and there is a change, then maybe those applications that were already in process would continue to be adjudicated. We're telling them, you know, we don't know. This is what we hope will happen and this is what we're shooting for, but anything can change. And it's tough when you're having that conversation, you know, generally with somebody, especially an adult in their 20s or in their early 30s, but we're having these conversations also with teenagers in high school. It's heartbreaking.
That's Barbara Pinto, immigration lawyer in Oakland, California. Barbara, thank you.
Thank you very much.